5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Amanda and Andrew, they're here to chat, talking about this and this and that and whatnot.
Kyle really sucks at doing a sound sync.
The sound syncer.
It's a really bad sound syncer.
That's the issue.
Anyway, welcome back to the N1Out podcast.
We are back with
Kyle. Kyle's joined us.
How's it going?
Kyle is officially back from dogcation.
I'm so back.
You took a dogcation?
Dogcation.
Tell us about your dogs.
They're old. Stubborn. They're so stubborn.
Girls, boys?
Girls, two girls.
Aww.
One's 10, and I think the other one's 10 too, but she was adopted back in 2019, so I don't know.
Oh, wow. So you adopted her, old?
Yeah. I mean, they said she was around 5 when I got her, but that could be, just kind of guessing.
2019's almost a decade ago.
Oh, my phone updated.
Oh, yeah. Today marks... Well, actually, not Mark's. The iOS update came out last week.
Yeah.
And I did it.
How fucking insane is it that Apple released a new phone and, the major selling point, which is the AI stuff, is not coming till later? That's kind of stupid. That's not coming till, November.
November?
Yeah.
What the hell?
What the hell?
I mean, what kind of stuff is it going to offer?
I feel like I'm doing an ad now, but apparently Siri is way, way smarter. She understands context and she can look at what's on your screen.
Wow, that's not suspicious at all.
You could say, Siri, what the hell am I looking at? And it'd be a picture of an asshole. And she'll go, oh my. Well,
how do I
say this?
I love that. She's got personality now.
I don't know if she'll react like that.
Oh, you just made that up. Oh, you're really excited.
Amanda was like, I can really make Siri shy.
Yeah, I was about to send her some crazy pics.
It actually does know if you send nudes now. That's part of the updates that you guys just came apart. So if you were sending nudes, it'll be like, ooh, you sure you want to send this?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeez. And then for the other person...
I can't, Andrew always does this thing where I can't tell if he's actually being serious.
No, that's legit. I'm being serious.
He is.
And, if the other person also has the update, then it'll be, sensitive photo warning or whatever.
Wow, and maybe it'll, blur it.
No, it won't blur the specific spot. It will blur the whole image, though.
Damn. That would be really cool. The whole image.
It just blurs the asshole.
Damn.
Would you like me to blur that for you? Yes,
Siri. Wait, who sent out their asshole, a few years ago?
What's that?
Nikocado Avocado sent out his asshole, right?
It is the most putrid thing I've ever seen in my whole fucking life.
The guy lost weight?
Yeah. He sent out, a picture. Leaked or something, spreading his cheeks.
He does OnlyFans, and it is seriously some of the most grotesque stuff I have ever seen in my life.
Yeah, there's a guy behind us, and we're just talking about
it. The worst thing ever, back in high school, was one guy I knew. He was talking to a girl on Snapchat, and he sent a dick pic.
No.
But instead of just sending it just to her, he put it on a story.
No.
And one guy screenshot it, and he put it in the group chat we all had, entire grade. It was fucking
That's
wild.
That's so horrible.
It was so fucking wild.
I'm not even talking nudes, but I'm talking about I'm so careful when I'm posting a story or sending something to someone on Snapchat. Even if it's just me talking,
I am
double checking to make sure.
I know, Snapchat
that it's
is
not
dangerous.
On my story.
Snapchat has always been a little bit dangerous.
I mean, Andrew had an incident recently.
He made me
an award that said I farted or something.
It said, Amanda, congratulations for Amanda for farting extremely loudly in a crowd.
And he videotaped me opening it and accidentally put it on a story.
Yeah.
So,
and
that was
great. A lot of people said, well, the thing is I thought I removed all of that story, but of course the one spot, because, if it breaks it up.
Yep.
The one spot that it kept was Amanda going it's an award for farting, and I farted.
And that was, the only thing that was, stuck there. Did you guys have a lot of people in school who, their nudes got leaked, or...?
Shockingly, only, maybe 3.
I think so.
What?
I know there was,
Hey,
I'll say it. Who's going first, me or you?
Oh, you go first.
So after I graduated, there was some big news story. I think some kid, a few grades below me, he was taking like headshots of these different girls in the grade, and he like, I don't know, photoshopped them onto like porn stars, and
then they just uploaded onto
porn sites and stuff like that, and get arrested.
That's so wild. That's crazy. That's like, it's like going the extra mile to be that much perverted.
I had a girl in middle school who, I think she was like in 8th grade, I was in 7th, and she sent a picture to one dude of her, like, or a video of her fingering herself, and it went around the whole entire school.
Oh my god.
But like, it went around everywhere. I felt bad for that girl.
I feel bad too.
But it's also like, don't be stupid.
Yeah.
And don't send the dish yourself naked there.
Yeah, middle school boys.
I mean, I've always been, just like Amanda, extremely careful, although the farting thing slipped through.
The farting things did slip through.
It slipped through the cracks.
That's okay. That's like the least, like, worrisome, I think.
I just want to make note that there is a guy like directly behind us when we were talking about
making cut
us asshole and sending nudes and cocks and
cocks
and farting noises.
He actually separated from us, and I think he was a little concerned with the conversation.
What the fuck?
But he kept like gaining speed on
us. Yeah, he was. He was
like, instead of walking slower to keep the distance, he was like walking faster to get as close as he could to us.
Man's is gonna spread the info. Man's is spreading the word of and whatnot.
It's a spy, probably.
Wow, it's windy out here.
Spy from the fucking Top Two podcast.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out our topic of the day to kind of.
They're gonna use that.
What's her name, Haley?
What?
No, isn't her real name Haley?
No, it's Talk Tua. Miss Talk Tua.
Miss Tua.
Miss
Tua. Yeah, first name Hawk, last name Tua. It's funny, you know, like how, like, when people are, you know, like, if you're, like, staring at them for too long, they're like, oh, why don't you take a picture, it lasts longer. We could go, like, why don't you listen to Ann Whatnot, it lasts longer.
We should make stickers.
All right, quick change subject, but, Winterton Fly is gone now? Is it too cold, or are they just in hiding? Like,
no, the last remnants of them are sticking around.
They're getting really slow, though.
They're really slow now. They don't jump quite as fast. It's kind of sad.
It
I almost
sad.
Take pity on them, except for the
Lantern
fact that
flies
they destroy.
Have given up.
Yeah. We just killed too many of them.
But also, there's the two bunnies that I have in my backyard. They haven't been out the past few days, and I'm worried.
They might have got hawked.
No.
I'm not talking to
him. No.
Don't say that. I think, honestly, they're just getting ready for the winter.
Yeah.
They might be. It's a little early, but this is harvest season.
I know, but it is getting very cold at night.
Yeah. Y'all guys see that harvest moon that we've been having recently where it's fucking huge and orange?
Okay, that is called a super moon. The harvest moon is just there because it's the last full moon of the autumn solstice.
You know what? She's actually right. She won up me on the moon info. But like,
so
I call it
a harvest
moon because it's orange.
Or it's the first one before the autumn solstice.
Either way, it was freaking enormous and it was orange.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Orange moon.
We love a full moon. Sometimes I turn into a werewolf.
But actually, yes, you do. But actually, it's been so bad because of that. Like, the tides have been insane. And we've been getting like close to flood alerts because it's like a mix of like low pressure. Like,
oh, I hurt him. I have to kill him.
And
shit. Is that one? Aww.
And then on top of that, the giant high tides.
Maybe we'll see some down there.
I just find that so fucking insane. Like, how does that thing in the sky? How is it doing that?
Remember this?
I'll never understand how we're here or why we're here or the moon and the earth and the sun. And I don't get it.
I never said how that thing could just be cheese, you know?
Cheese.
You're like, why can't I just take a bite out of it?
Yeah.
Why can't I go there?
Do you guys remember, did you see Bruce Almighty?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember that scene where he pulls the moon in closer so that, like,
Wow, you just unlocked a portion of my brain with that.
Yeah.
To get, like, a romantic date with his, like, wife or whatever.
Yeah.
But then, like, the next day in the news, it's, like, insane.
Flooding.
Wow, that's
such a crazy scene
in
that film. You, like, killed billions of people in one night. That's a pretty good movie, all things considered.
It was Bruce Almighty. What was the one with,
Evan Almighty.
Yeah.
That one wasn't so good. IMO, where he builds the ark.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he's not God. He's just Noah.
Like how God is Morgan Freeman. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Ironically, not free at all. It costs a lot of money to get that, man.
Yeah.
I saw a movie last night called The Substance.
Awesome. Yeah, I want to see that.
Fucking seriously, one of the most wild movies I've seen in a long time.
It's a long one. It's 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah, it is.
But did it, like, were you intrigued where it didn't feel like
I will say
too long?
It slightly drags. Yeah, let's get around this loud ass thing. It slightly drags just because there's like sequences where it's like, okay, we get it. But like, for the most part, it's like that movie keeps you like, oh yeah, I know what's happening next. And it's like, oh, it kind of does happen, but it makes it twisted and darker. And it's really, really fucked up. The like, except for the final sequence of that film, it is one of seriously the most wild fucking things I've ever seen.
I want to see it.
It's so crazy. That is, if you guys want a movie recommendation and you like kind of horror, kind of gross out, The Last Known Paper!
Aww.
He's a little late to play that away. One.
Well,
yeah, go see it.
While you were saying that, I was seeing Speak No Evil.
Yeah, we saw it. Cool song movie last night.
Yeah.
What'd you think of it? I mean, listen, there's nothing you can say about that film that hasn't been said in the trailers.
I know. That's like so shameful.
Hey guys.
That so many of these trailers are just giving away all the film, but.
If you've seen Speak No Evil, I'm gonna give away the plot as given away literally by the trailer. These people go on vacation and they meet a family and they turn out to be crazy. There you go. There's the plot of the film.
Yeah.
It goes a tiny, tiny bit deeper than that, but that's really the gist of it.
Yeah.
That movie's kind of funny. What about you, Kyle? You seen anything recently?
So last night I started watching on Netflix. It was Menendez Brothers.
Oh yeah, I want to watch that too.
Man's a stopping force.
The new one, right?
It's like a 9-part series.
Yeah. Menendez Brothers?
Menendez Brothers. Isn't that like the
Jonas Brothers?
Pretty much, yeah.
No, they killed their parents because their parents were like sexually assaulting them and just assaulting them in general.
I mean, oh my goodness.
I watch, I'm at episode 5 right now, or 4, actually. But
I'm watching Your Honor on Netflix.
Pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Are these all docu-series?
No, Your Honor is it's a TV show, like a series. Has 2 seasons.
Yeah.
But something about the Menendez brothers, you've never heard of them?
No.
Back in the 80s, so.
The reason, so they've been in jail, but right after they killed their parents, they like took their, they were rich, and they like went and bought cars and like.
Oh, so they weren't caught immediately?
No.
No. Like,
so they were driving around like these really expensive cars, they were blowing a lot of cash.
Wow.
So. They just kind of looked guilty, but, like, I believe they should be out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say it because I'm going to spoil it, but, yeah, it's pretty good so far.
I've heard that it's painting them in a bad light, though.
How? I'm sure it is, probably. It's kind of like, I don't know, like, not to, like, you know, give anything away, but it's kind of, like, gay. So it's... It's like,
not what I expected you to say.
It's like so weird.
That was the last thing I was expecting you to say.
I'm just saying.
It's kind of like gay.
I mean, that's what it is. Makes no sense.
What the fuck was I going to say? How funny would it be if you were like a kid and you found out that killing your parents gets you a lot of money? You just like momentarily hate your parents for whatever reason a little kid could, and you fucking kill them, and you just spend all the money on like candy.
Well, this young girl literally just killed her mother and tried to kill her stepfather because she was caught with a vape.
Really?
Was she British?
No.
I hear that like in freaking
watching the trial
in Britland. In Britlandia. Like little ass kids are vaping. Like elementary schoolers are fucking vaping.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't doubt it. Honestly, he's getting younger and younger.
Oh yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
All those damn rotten kids spoiled it for me, though. Someone who actually smokes for actually smoking and not, like, looking cool or whatever.
They just ruined the whole,
the flavors and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the flavors.
Wasn't the whole kind of basis
they ruined
of
it for me.
Children of the Corn that they killed their parents because they wanted to be like free and not have anything?
Dude, spoiler alert. Just kidding. I don't fucking care.
Should we go that way?
Yeah, yeah, we should. We can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, they killed their parents because they were sick of being told what to do, I guess.
Who?
And
Children of the Corn.
Oh.
Movie came out in the 80s or whatever, 90s.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. I don't think I've ever actually seen it, but...
Really?
Yeah. It is kind of approach... I mean, we are literally in fall now, guys, and it is chilly today a little bit.
I think it's the wind.
That also means...
No, it's not either.
It's scary movie season.
So excited.
Yeah.
Halloween's coming up soon.
And that never... That never ends for me, but...
You guys dress up this season?
Honestly, same. I love a scary movie all year round.
Yeah.
Oh.
You guys dressing up? This year or what?
I don't know if I have anything to do.
Yeah, I mean, if they do, if you know, work parties have the Halloween dress-up stuff, we'll do something. But we did, me and Amanda did Daphne and Shaggy.
Yeah, we did. Nicole was supposed to participate, but she didn't.
Oh, she's supposed to be Velma?
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah, I saw those pictures.
And then last year, I think I just wore, like, ears. And we had CPR the same day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Are we going to do that again?
Probably.
Sorry, too much work.
Is it once a year?
I don't know, moving on.
Moving on. But yeah, scary movie season. You got a favorite one? You got a movie, like a scary movie that you absolutely love?
Halloween.
Halloween's a good one, but the first one...
It is a good one, but...
It's a good one, but...
It's not one like I'm like, oh, I have to watch it. Multiple times.
I gotta be honest, of all the movies that make me feel like it's Halloween, Halloween, ironically, is not one of them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That movie I told you about, Cobweb, that is a good Halloween film.
Oh, yeah, that's on my list.
Yeah, you've gotta see that this season. Another good one. Actually, of all the Halloween movies, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, I love that film. That is a very good, fun, atmospheric... Because there's a period of time... You know Halloween's about Michael Myers. And,
yeah.
They thought the series was going to end after 2. So they were like, oh, what do we do with the series now? And they made it... And they were like, oh, let's do an anthology series now. Where, like, you know, Halloween doesn't mean Michael Myers. Funny. It means Halloween. So, like, they could be these crazy stories that just happen to be on Halloween. And so 3 has nothing to do with the rest of the series. It's called Season of the Witch.
So they've went rogue.
What?
They've went rogue.
They did, yeah. They went completely rogue from the whole, like, story there. And it's about this evil company that's handing out, like, Halloween masks that do something crazy. I don't even want to spoil it because that one, in my opinion, I love it. It's very atmospheric. It holds up.
It's
cool.
It
actually has a pretty scary-ass moment where I could see if you were, like, younger or a kid, like, it would scare the fuck out of you. But I really, really liked that one. It's also got a really good soundtrack and probably one of my favorite endings in a scary movie.
What's your favorite Disney Halloween movie?
Halloween Town.
Halloween Town.
I was literally, before when you said Halloween, Halloween Town came into my brain.
That one's a classic. I rewatched it like a few years ago.
I haven't watched it in years.
I don't want to say it doesn't hold up, but it's kind of childish.
Yeah. I watched Hocus Pocus last year.
Hocus Pocus, yeah.
I did not like that movie as a kid.
Really?
No, I do not like it now.
I watched it in Salem, actually. Because, you know, they filmed some of Hocus Pocus there.
Did they have some freaky people in Salem?
Yes.
Did you even hesitate? Yes. Yes, there are freaks.
Yeah, but it's fun because everyone's dressed up.
Everyone's freaking
like,
out.
Yeah, everyone's freaking out. Everyone's having a freak off. Sorry, too soon. Fuck you, P. Diddy.
Halloween party at Diddy's house. don't go there.
Honestly, fuck all of them. Jay-Z, Beyonce, all of them.
What about Leo? Is Leo getting canceled now?
Right.
There's a picture of him at one of Diddy's parties.
Wasn't Tom Hanks on the Epstein flight log?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks has a lot of, like, kind of...
No one talks about it.
Yeah.
No one cares, then. I guess it's Tom Hanks.
Yeah, but with this whole Diddy shit, like, all of Hollywood's coming down.
Are we having kind of our...
Like fucking Ashton Kutcher.
Makes sense.
Was a Diddy
He's
man?
Going down. Yeah, he was a Diddy guy.
He was a Diddy man.
Dude, his girlfriend got murdered. Not his girlfriend. Some girl he's going to date with.
Coach?
Got murdered. Yeah.
The coach?
Yeah, back like 01, 02.
Yeah. Yeah. He seemed like he could go off the wall.
But there was a rumor that like Mila Kunis like moved out.
Really?
When she found out that Ashton was
a Diddier.
A Diddier. He was getting diddled by the diddler.
The diddler. Diddy witty.
Diddle me this. Bieber.
Did you see his giant bed? It's like 50 feet.
What?
No.
P. Diddy's bed.
It was 50 feet.
In his backyard, it's like fucking huge.
Yeah. What the fuck is that? That's so fucking
huge. There's a giant basketball court in the fucking bed right there. Fuck the middle of it.
Yeah,
there's a basketball court in the bed.
No, like bed in the basketball court.
Oh.
But he came outside and he was like, good morning. And there was just like two girls like laying on the bed and they were taking up this much space, like a tiny, tiny amount of space because the bed is so big.
I think they're saying he raped Justin Bieber too. It's wild.
Yeah, that's all coming out.
I didn't know that when I said diddle me this, Bieber. Yeah,
him and Nick Miller are gay for each other too.
Really?
No, it's like P. Diddy was literally fucking like multiple famous men in the asshole.
Yeah.
Oh my god, and then there was also this one video, I forget who was talking about it, but he went into Will Smith's dressing room and Will Smith was getting fucked in the ass. Fuck, I have to figure out who it was.
Yeah, P. Diddy fucked Kamala Harris too.
He did. Well, he was at like, he hosted like a big event for Kamala like back in 2020. So
yeah, the diddler's
diddle me
diddling.
That Kamala,
diddling
diddle
everyone.
That.
Yeah, Kamala, come to podcast discuss, huh?
Yeah, why don't you defend yourself on podcast, Kamala?
Got to come on discuss.
But someone did the math of like how many people P. Diddy's actually been with, and if it was one person every single day from like a certain age till now, it was like 7,300. But that was one person a day.
That's assuming it's one person, not these giant fucking bed parties.
Yeah, it could be quadruple that.
Well, I think what he did, like, I mean, I read somewhere that he was, like, flying in these different hookers and whatnot to fuck, and he would just watch them.
Uh-huh.
And film them so he could,
they were literally,
off the video later on.
But he would drug them so that they would go on forever.
Yeah.
And then literally give them liquid IVs.
What the fuck? Wait.
Yeah.
They were getting so dehydrated from these freak-offs.
You ever see Scary Movie 1?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? The fucking sex scene at the end.
Yep.
The guy comes so hard, he's like dry. But that's just so fucking vulgar. That's what the people look like after a Diddy party.
Yeah.
Which is so fucked up.
Yeah, they would go on for hours.
They would go, water! Water! Like, what, you want more sex?
Yeah, it's like wild, dude.
No! It's like a 20-year-old girl sounds like that.
Ever since, like, the, I guess, oh, shit, 2017, when the Me Too movement came out, that's when Hollywood really went to shit. And, like, people really kind of caught up what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely opened the door.
Yeah. It's sad though, because it's like, even since then, you really thought like, oh, this is it for some people.
Oh, yeah.
This is
it's
totally
it.
And it just wasn't.
But there were so many admissions of like guilt that were just like, yeah, that's what happens in Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, like just brushed off like, oh, that's normal.
Yeah. Like, I remember this was kind of in the midst of when, this was not the Me Too movement, way before that, but this was when Charlie Sheen was kind of going nuts.
Oh, yeah.
And he was on some fucking podcast. Funny enough, weird factoid that most people don't know. If you know who Alex Jones is, Charlie Sheen was like really good friends with him.
Really?
Yeah.
Back in
like the 2000s, yeah. Anyhow, he was on some sort of podcast and they were talking about like rape in Hollywood. And Charlie Sheen was like, yeah. No, it's like that kind of stuff happens. Like, yeah, I mean, I've been raped. Yeah, it happens, yeah. It's like, you know, any young person, it just happens to them. It's just something you gotta expect. And then the topic just moved on.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's just like, what the fuck did I just hear?
Yeah. Or it was like one giant asshole, you know, it's like just drama and
yeah.
It's just like a bowl of like sexual assault.
Yeah. You guys ever do, I feel like I've told the story on the podcast. Did I tell the Skittles story on the podcast?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I'll tell it to you, Kyle, because I haven't told it before, but we had a a what would you call it, an activity, I guess, in health class where they were learning about STDs. Which, by the way, are they not called STDs anymore? Is there, like, a different word for it?
No, it's STDs.
It's still STDs? Yeah.
Okay. There's, like, other forms of STDs, like STIs and...
Oh. Well, anyhow, we were doing
but
some...
One's a disease, one's an infection.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's where I'm, like... Yeah, there's, like, some sort of different thing.
So, like,
anyway.
Obviously, an STD is less treatable than...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyhow, they were doing an activity where everyone was supposed to bring in Skittles. And the day before, we had to separate all the Skittles by color. And then the day after, we had to go in parties and we had to like put handfuls of our Skittles in other people's bowls. And it was supposed to simulate like sex.
Oh my God.
Which the more I think about it, is fucking crazy. But I guess how do you teach kids about STDs?
See, I had a gym teacher who was our health teacher as well. He had like a tomato face. He'd get really angry.
Yeah.
And he would just kind of yell at us and say like, do you want bumps the size of erasers on your genitals? Then don't have sex. That was basically his motto.
That was
like,
his thing?
Don't have sex.
Well, yeah, we had the Skittles thing, which is a little bit more fun. But the weird part of it is we had this kid. Oh man, I think I actually... Holy fuck, this is the same kid from my last from the last podcast who fucking shit himself and with the pedometer. You'll have to listen to that podcast, Kyle. Anyway, he was very infamous for... This is why I said in the last podcast he would get himself into a lot of these situations. Mm. And in this one...
On purpose? Just kind of...
He was just stupid.
Yeah.
In this one, after we did all the STD things, this was like... Multiple upon multiple classes have touched these fucking Skittles at this point.
That's disgusting.
So they have been touched by pretty much every kid in the grade.
It's actually
this
disgusting.
This kid grabs the bowl and starts downing it. Like swallowing all of the fucking Skittles.
Ew.
It was the most disgusting thing in the world. And the teacher is like, blah, 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 what the fuck are you doing? Do you know how many people have touched those? You have literally proven the point of the STD activity. You're going to be sick. They've been sitting out all night.
That's actually literally fucking disgusting.
It's wild.
Yeah, that was the Skittles activity. Did they make you do... I feel like you talk about school a lot, but it genuinely is a weird thing because it feels like... How's it going? It feels like school is kind of like a social experiment in a way, like where it's like you stick all these kids who sometimes are absolutely nothing alike and sometimes really fucking hate each other to death.
Yeah.
And you put them in situations where they have to interact.
Yeah, and it's really awkward and weird.
Yeah. And...
I was like one of the biggest potheads in school.
Yeah.
Damn.
But I came to health class and did a presentation on how marijuana is bad for you.
Of course. Wait, I'm bad for you?
Well, no, I did like a slide of like pros and cons, but obviously I was leaning towards the pros. But yes, I...
Dude, every fucking
pothead. I
did weigh
in the cons.
And their mom has done that fucking...
Well, you had to choose a drug.
And you chose...
And I think the only two left for me was, like, methamphetamine or weed. And I was like, oh, obviously.
Are you high? Are you doing it?
Definitely not.
Uh-huh.
I mean, so I went to school all the time stoned, but...
Well, you'd stink like weed.
Yeah, it is what it is. You leave on lunch, come back.
I'll get back to my point earlier, but in college, I had to do a public speaking class. And it was in a community college, so you get some kind of, like, you know... There's an interesting mix of people that go into it, and some of the kids are the people who belong in community college, and then they're the people who are just passing through. And the ones who belong are fucking, like, the fucking deadbeats. And, I swear, in that class, it was, like, 90% of those types of kids. And there were 5 presentations on weed when there was nothing to do with, like... It was like, just do a presentation on whatever you like.
And it's like
5
weed.
Of them did fucking weed.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, though, by like the kids who are meant to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a few of those.
But getting back to my point, I remember also in health class, we had to do these, like...
Cut through there.
Yeah, we can cut through there. This, I legitimately still haunts me to this day. Like, there are things I still cringe about to this fucking day. And this is one of them. We had to do these, like, weird fucking team Olympics thing in fucking health class.
Did you go or in high school still?
This was middle school.
Middle school?
Yeah. Which is even worse, honestly. But they were like these... How do I put this? Like, it was true collaboration. Like, you had to be with these people in order to, like, have collaborated on things like this. And there were so many weird fucking activities, but one of them I remember, and I still can't fucking believe this, they painted a box or, like, a rectangle in the middle of the thing with duct tape. And a group of, like, 8 kids had to all fit in there at fucking once. And my group was made up of mostly fucking girls. And, like, it put you into situations where it was like, this is not, like, this is horrible. And, like, if I were to get into that fucking circle, I legitimately would have been groping, like, the majority of the fucking girls in there. And so I just doubt, I absolutely refused. I was like, I'm not fucking doing
it. Yeah, I would too. Smart man.
I'm not doing it. And they're like, come on, Andrew, come on, fucking do it. I'm like, I'm not doing it. You got it. I'm not fucking doing this thing. And I, like, got a huge fucking talking to by the teacher from that. And it's like, you motherfucker, you put me into such a bad situation. And he took off, like, 30 fucking points from my grade that day. Because he's like, you were not willing to collaborate. Yeah.
No, you weren't comfortable.
Yeah.
Doing that.
That makes me cringe to this day. That's one of those horrible moments that just kind of, like, stick with you. Because it was like, I like, for a second attempted, and I was like, nope, not doing this.
Yeah.
So, did your teachers ever have you doing a weird-ass activity?
I don't know. It was so long ago. Probably.
I know. I feel like I lose my memory. I swear to God. It's kind of sad. I feel like I start to, like, the older I get, the more I lose, like...
Early on, it's hard to mention.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
I
do.
Make no mistake. I've forgotten pretty much 90% of middle school. But there are those little moments.
I know, but you remember, like, a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just like, was I even here? Was I even present?
No, probably was.
I'll give you one more before we finish. This was one of my favorites. This is another one. This was high school, actually. For some reason, my chemistry teacher was this horrible passive aggressive woman, and she just clearly did not like working with younger kids or just children at all, period. And
makes sense. That's why she got a job as a teacher.
Yeah, I know. But it's really fucking weird. Like, she was super mean, super passive aggressive, and she was kind of young too, which was strange. But for some reason, mind you, this is chemistry. In the middle of the year, she wanted us to put on a performance. An actual performance. And so I was with this kid named Teddy, and he was one of the coolest kids I've ever met. Such a nice dude. He was so nice. He laughed at everything you said. He was like a true yes man that was like, dude, I got your back, bro. Such a nice guy. And I partnered up with him, and I learned that he was somehow like a maestro. Like, amazing at music in general.
Uh-huh.
He played the piano, had an amazing singing voice, could play guitar. He was like a master of multiple instruments. And then, like, he was like, yeah, let's make a song. And so when I learned that, he started singing, and I was like, what the fuck? This is amazing. He was so fucking good. We went into a recording booth and recorded a song called You Can Be My Bromine, and then in parentheses, Bromide. And we had all these lyrics. He wrote a full song, and we performed it together in the audio booth, and it sounded so fucking good. It was like your eyes would have bugged out of your
head. That's really fucking funny. Wait, like a recording booth, like, outside of school?
No, in the school. The school had a recording booth. So then, like, the day before, Teddy comes to me, he goes, Andrew, please don't kill me.
No, no.
We lost the full recording. And I was like, Teddy, what are we going to do? And he's like, oh, I'll figure out if I can get it or not. The next morning I come in, He's got a fucking ukulele, a giant cowboy hat, and he's got these huge fucking glasses, and then he puts the same thing on me, and he's like, Andrew, we're going to fucking perform
it live. We're going to do it live instead. Stop.
And it was horrific. It sounded so
That's so sad because you said the recording came out so good. I would have been so defeated.
It sounded so fucking bad. I went to my friend after this girl, and I was like, so what do you think? Do you think we did all right? And she's like, oh, it was okay. I'm like, really? She's like, do you want to hear the real answer? I was like, please. No. She was like, it was a fucking disaster.
What, you guys agreed?
Oh, she gave us like an 80. She was happy that we put in the effort to try to
I feel like you can't get anything lower than that if you actually are doing something live in front of a class. Like, that takes some shit.
Well, at the end of this episode, I'm gonna put my own rendition of You Can Be My Bromine Bromide.
So. Here we go, let's hear it. Bada bing, bada boom.
Alright, let's hear it. You're the spark to my heart, my light. I'm a steady way to the bright. You bring me warmth, you bring me fire. Together we find what we desire. You can be my bromine. Our opposites blending side by side. One ignites, one calms the flame. In every difference, we're the same. With you, I'm whole, I'm something more. A balance found that I adore. Perfectly aligned in love's sweet chemistry entwined. Can be my bro.